Grading.
Hey, pass the salt. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, I'm starting to feel a little spicy again today. A little bit of spunk in my step. Thanks for joining us today.
Amen.
This is going to be a different show. Okay, I'm going to give you this show is going to be, for the most part, monologue. Holy Spirit woke me up last night, and it was a good thing because it wasn't the kind of wake ups I've been having with hacks and all that kind of stuff. It was a thank you, sweetheart. Yeah, I had a wake up. Holy Spirit and I did some business together last night, and I want you to bear with me here this morning. A lot on my heart. I want to share with you. First of all, I just want you all to know. I was just upstairs crying with my wife because our little grandson just walked through hell. They wanted to kill him. Something wanted to kill that little guy beyond what I can even tell you. We know this. The doctors told my daughter yesterday. Listen, I know you all have children. I understand. And I understand that children are more important when they're your children. But this has been very, very critical to where our ministry is and how we're trying to move forward. And the doctors told Maggie after they did the surgery and opened the little guy's belly up. And they came in and told her that they were very, very surprised because usually when there's one issue, there's many issues. And that when little Declan Abel was born, they put him under assessment because they didn't know what else was wrong. They couldn't just cut him open and go in there and work on his stomach. He might have this issue and this issue and this issue because it's just kind of, they all fall in line together. And they said they got in there, they looked at everything they could. They studied everything they could, every chart, every chemical coming out of his body. And they opened up a little opening in his belly and they couldn't find anything else wrong with that little guy. He walked through hell, folks. We don't even know. The devil wanted that little guy. And Declan Abel Cressup put on his boots and walked through hell.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And I thank Amen. God. And I thank God for his faithfulness. We know that Declan didn't walk alone. But he did it. He walked through. He's fearfully, wonderfully made. Maggie's going to be released from the hospital today. Her husband, of course, is now sick. He's home sick. Maggie's in the hospital. Three grandkids here, which are the joy of my life. A wife who doesn't know how to quit or sit down or rest. And I just got, bear with me here. I love all of you. I want to do some coaching this morning. We need some coaching. You don't have to say amen. You know I'm right.
Yes, yes. Coach.
We need some coaching. So if you would, I want to, folks, listen. We have to guard against this, whatever we have here, becoming a church. And I don't, do you guys know this? Do you know that there are thousands of people that are watching this? It's just not Randy, not just Mark Trump and Larry and Chad, Bob Roy, Ken. There are people who are watching this show every day, and the infighting that we have going on here is not honoring God. It's not honoring of God. And I shut down the chat this morning because the chat is nothing but a place where people eat each other's rumps. criticize each other, tell them about this, get their two cents in. It's a distraction. Some deep meat that's being spread to people. And I'm closing it down to see if we can learn to behave. Now, I got some scriptures I want to share with you today. First of all, put up Proverbs. I got it right there for you, Spencer. Put up Proverbs 6. Bear with me. I deserve this time. These six things that the Lord hate. Friends, we are a body. We are a fellowship of believers. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. This is not walking down to downtown Columbus and having a debate with everybody out on the street.
Amen. These
are my brothers and sisters in the Lord, whom I respect. And I respect their ability to believe what they want. And I expect their ability to be right. And I respect their ability to be wrong. I respect their right to be wrong. I expect their ability to be at the table, even though we don't like the way they cook their sausage. This is written to Christians, to believers. It's not written to the world. We live today, and I don't know if you guys have wakened up. We live in 2021. We don't live in 83 BC. We don't live in 20 AD. We live in a world that Jesus Christ, maybe not him, but Paul and the authors, the finishers of the Bible, could never, ever in their wildest dreams ever imagined the times in which we are in. The technology around us, the advance of knowledge, the ability to, at a finger's tip, get onto the internet and find some information they could never, ever, 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 ever imagine. They were moving out of a cold, dead Jewish religious system, trying to live this new, they don't even have Bible. They didn't even have the Bibles. And we sit here today and we think we can assume what they knew. Well, they even have any idea what we knew. We know this from the time that Jesus Christ was born, the enemy was after him and the seed of the woman. And the devil is nothing but deception. And all, look at me, all religion is full of deception. Now, not just little parts of it, not just here. We could start with Sunday Sabbath. We could talk with the Sabbath on Saturday. We could talk about the feasts. We could talk about eating shrimp. We could run down through the whole freaking litany and not even understand this, that many of the things that were given to the first century church were old Jewish traditions on how to stay alive by eating the right kind of foods, not alone just serving the Lord, but staying alive and staying healthy, not dying. They became traditions of men. Jesus shows up on the scene, and what's he say? You're teaching commandments as if they're doctrines of men. Stop it, he said. Stop it. So there's not one stone here that's going to be not thrown down. This whole system, this whole religious Catholicism, this whole, what do they call it, Martin Luther's Reformation and Pentecostalism, and those are all modern evolutions of plans of men, all of them. All of it going back to the original Catholic Church. We're 2,000 years past that, folks. We sit around and worry about whether or not someone else is properly keeping a feast that they want to keep. Now, listen, I don't care if you want to keep the feast. God bless you. It doesn't make you any better a Christian than me, any more of a Christian than me. Is there power to it? There may be power to it. But if there's power to it, maybe I haven't tapped into that power yet. But I'm not going to criticize and call you a dumbass because you do believe it. We're a family here. We're a body here. and the discourse that's been going on in here is enough to make me want to walk away. These six things the Lord hates. Yea. You know they didn't even have a... You know the first century didn't even have this? No, seven are an abomination to him. Proud look, bores a lot of that. Lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that deceiveth wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift running to mischief and gossip with other people in the queue after the show's over. And a false witness that speaketh lies. And he that soweth discord amongst a brother.
Amen.
Now, I don't know about the feasts. I don't know about whether or not I can eat shrimp. I don't know about this. But I know what that looks like. I know that I can smell that. I've had enough of it. We have here love of one another and grace and mercy towards one another, respect towards one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. Next one. I don't want to hear any comments yet. I got to get this off of me. Servants of the Lord. That's what the Lord woke me up on last night. Everybody wants to serve the Lord. Hey, listen, right now, if you stay off the chat, if you want to chat, get your friend's text message and text them. Now, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy, am I reading the right spot? And the things that thou hast learned of me among many witnesses. Remember, he didn't have a freaking Bible. The saying, commit to the faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. And all these first centuries, guys, they couldn't get away from these Jewish traditions. They couldn't break free from them. Couldn't get away from them. The things that you've heard among many witnesses, the same commit to you to faithful men. Faithful men, not ones that are going to beat up on each other. Faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Not chastise them, not scold them. Teach them. I want to know more about the feast. Is that okay? Is it okay if I want to need, do I need somebody else's approval to hear about the feast? Therefore, endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Soldiers don't argue. They work together. If a man also strive for masteries, then he's not crowned except his strife lawfully. The husband that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in these all things. Remember that Jesus Christ, the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bounds. He said, I get in trouble for just telling the truth. But the word of God's not bound.
Amen.
No matter how much you think you know it all, you don't know it all. No matter how much you studied, no matter how much you can line up those feast days, no matter how much you can line up the tribulation, no matter how much you can line up the rapture, hey, you don't know.
Amen.
It's faithful, for if he be, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we also live with him. For if we suffer, we also reign with him. And if we deny him, he's going to also deny us. And if we believe not yet, of he abideth faithfully, he cannot divide himself. Of these things put in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God, word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness.
Amen.
And the word will eat as a doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred. Concerning the truth, they erred. So the resurrection is past already. And overflow the faith of some. They're arguing in the first freaking centuries. Nevertheless, found as a God stands sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth him that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Listen, but in the great house, they're not only vessels of gold, silver, but of wood and of earth. There's some things of honor, there's some things of dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself of these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctify, meet for the master's use, and prepared in every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, and follow righteousness. Follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Watch, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife.
Amen.
The servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle, apt to all men, apt to teach, patience, patient in meekness, instructing those who oppose themselves. They don't even know they're fighting against themselves. Quit badgering them. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may be able to recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, for taken captive by him at his will. The devil's eating our freaking lunch.
Amen.
We're arguing over genealogies and feasts. Titus 3. Put them in mind to speak to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to do every good work. They probably didn't even have public transportation back then. They didn't have libraries, books, cell phones, iPads. Speak evil of no man. To be no brawler. But folks, this is towards believers. But gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves were sometimes foolish. Raise your hand if you were sometimes foolish. Raise your hand if you're still sometimes foolish. Disobedient. Deceived. Serving divers lusts and pleasures. Living in malice and envy. Hatred. Hating one another. But after that, the kindness of our love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Not by works of righteousness, which we've done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying. These things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to all men. But avoid foolish questions, and genealogies, and contentions, and strivings about the law. for they are unprofitable and vain.
Amen.
A man that is a heretic after the first and second abomination reject, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself. He's going to leave, bring these guys with me. But let ours also learn to maintain good works for the necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. All that are with me salute thee. Greet them in that love. Us in faith. Grace be with you all. Amen.
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 Now hang on. We're going to get to communion here in a minute. I'm going to move on to something else. It's been really Holy Spirit. I don't know why some of you just listen and don't do. I believe this at the bottom of my heart. Because I was obedient, I don't know how many months ago it's been now, I believe the devil tried to take me out. At AFib, in the hospital. You guys know what I went through. Then COVID hits. I've got comorbidity. I'm on medication, never been on medication in my life. Always been healthy as a horse. Whatever it is, fat horse. But I wasn't so healthy anymore. And here's the reality. I want some of you to hear. Some of you that I love so much. My brothers in the Lord. Shake your damn head. Some of you are going to die. Right in this queue. Some of you are going to die. Can I tell you why? You haven't done one thing to boost your immune system. Not one thing. Been warning you for a year. You say, Coach, I take one a day. Oh, yeah, really? Are you sitting down? You want to see my one a day? Every day for the last year. Every day for the last year. And that the three times now that this, whatever this thing is, has attacked me three different times. Any one of those times could have killed me. Here's my one a day. 500 milligrams of magnesium. Are you taking any magnesium? No. What? No? Why? Milligrams of zinc. You taking any zinc? No, I take my one a day. I take my multivitamin one a day. 50 mg of zinc. Take two a day, every day. Magnesium, 500 mg every day. Every day. NAC. So what? I take a multivitamin. You take NAC? Well, no, what's NAC? Well, if you don't get some of it in your ass, you're going to be dead. You understand what I'm telling you? You're going to die, folks. Wake the hell up! They're trying to kill you! The people who are spreading the virus are the ones who have the vaccinations, friends. Shake your damn head. Your eyes are stuck. They're telling you it's those who aren't vaccinated. It's the ones who are vaccinated who are killing people. NAC, 500, 600 milligrams a day, twice a day, free radical protection. Are you taking any of it? No. Why? Oh, you want to argue about whether or not it's the right feast?
Boom.
Vitamin C. Not a multivitamin. 1,000 mg, whatever the hell that means. Sorry for my language. No, I'm not sorry. It's been boiling inside of me. I take 5 of them a day. 5,000 vitamin C, 1,000 mg a day. I take 5 of them a day, and I'm alive. D3, vitamin D3, 5,000 IUs, whatever that means. Take it every day, every day, every day. When I go on the road, I pack them, I take them with me. I take them every day. Copper bisglycinate. Every day for a year, I've taken copper bisglycinate. I don't even know what it is, but a doctor told me to take it, and I've been taking it. Oh, when you take a multivitamin? Oh, okay. Well, turn in somebody else. Vitamin A. Every day. 3,000 mcgs every day. Elderberry gummies every day. I chew them throughout the course of the day. Now listen, devil wants to take me out. This is at least my third bout with this stuff. At least my third one. And this has been the barrier between what the devil wanted to do to me and his ability to be able to do it. Oh, I've been sick. I've been sweating. Pull up Psalm 91. So, hey, listen, I don't know what to tell of you, because some of you right now still won't go do it. You still won't go do it. You're going to be dead. My wife got me a multivitamin. Got it at Kroger's. They were on sale. That's what some of you are saying. I just walked through hell again. He that dwells, I'm going to show you. I said this to both my wife and my daughter this morning. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'll say the Lord is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler. From the noisome, the fowler sent a snare my way, boys and girls. He sent several of them my way. And he delivered me from that fowler and from that noisome pestilence. He covers me with his feathers, and under his wings I trust. Shall not, his truth shall be my shield, my buckler. Shall not be afraid of the terror by night. Hey, folks, there's terror flying by night. There's terror, friend, look at me. There's terror flying by night. And there is, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Folks, there are arrows flying by day. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness. With the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Thousands shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. It's not going to come near me. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. So there'll be no evil befall you. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, keep you in all your ways. Shall bury you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. Shall dread upon the lion and the adder and the young lion and the dragon. Shall he trample under your feet. Because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. Folks, listen. The Lord has placed a hedge of protection around each and every one of us. And I hate to be graphic, but this is Coach Dave Rawl today. The promise is not that they're not going to shoot arrows at you. Not that the birds aren't going to fly over your hedge and crap on you. Not that the demons aren't going to buzz by and vomit on you. Not that they're not going to fly by and shoot arrows at you. He says they're going to do all that. They're going to do all that. He says, I'm your protection. There's no weapon that's formed against you that's going to prosper. They can crap away. They can pee away. They can piss away. They can puke away. But it shall not harm you.
Amen.
Didn't say it isn't coming. Didn't say they're not pooping. Says it's not going to harm you. But some of you got to quit acting so like you're just going to live on it supernaturally. You're in a physical body, in a physical world. The enemy is doing everything he can do to destroy you physically. My grandson walked through hell. Why? Because I covered him. Patriarch of my family. I covered that boy. And oh, they're still shooting at him. He's fearfully and wonderfully made, laying in that hospital, and they're taking care of him. And his daddy's sick. Why? Because the demons are still crapping. We want to argue over whether or not I can eat shrimp. Give me one more minute. Friends. Excuse me. The world forever changed. I don't know when it happened. Whether it was with the election. The world has forever changed. And whether you are smart enough to see it or not, the Luciferians who run the American government are out and open and bold. There is nothing that you've ever had the right to do before that you're going to just be able to say, that's my right. No. We are in a cosmic war. They hate Christ. They hate the children of Christ. They want to destroy anything possible that represents the Lord and good. And while I may have spent my time 10 years ago, 5 years ago, running and helping with hurricanes or going to the abortion clinic or going to homosexual pride parades, we are in such a different realm. The enemy is absolutely, totally, completely unleashed. There's nothing, friends, look at me. There's nothing good about the American government. Nothing. I'm going to say that again. There is nothing good about the American government. We are a seized country. Christians are at the target. They are the target of this seized Luciferian government. We are the target. And the last thing we need is to be arguing with one another over foolish and unlearned questions that the Lord himself told us to avoid. Where they engender strifes. That where there is unity, God commands the blessing. Not where there's disunity, not where there's disagreement. You guys don't have any idea what I believe, because I don't even know what I believe. Should I say that, Lord? Okay, I'm going to say it. I believe Zionism is the greatest deception that Satan has ever played on America.
Boom.
I'm not going to, but listen to me. I'm not going to war with you over it. I don't care. You believe what you want to believe. I'm still your brother. I still love you. I still want to walk this fight with you. I still want to join you on the front lines. And I'm not going to sit there and argue with you over whether or not you worship Israel. I'm not going to do it. I don't have time to do it. They're trying to kill my children. The devil's trying to kill my children. And I'm worried about Israel?
Amen.
We've been distracted. We've been pulled away from all things that matter into trivializations. Not that these things aren't important. Not that the Vatican isn't deep and dark. How can you live in America today and not understand the Vatican is deep and dark and evil? How can you not understand that? But I can't change the Vatican. And I'm not going to argue with you because you're a Catholic. I'm trying to tell you how wrong you are. I'm going to try to love you as my brother and sister in Christ and open that your eyes and let the Holy Spirit guide you into all truth.
Amen.
Cram down your throat what I believe. Oh, yeah, well, let me show you this. Right here it says this in 2 Timothy 12:18. Huh? How do you answer that? Yeah, geez, he crammed it.
Cool.
I'm almost done. I have word of this. I don't know if it's true. That America is going to forever change October 1st. It has forever changed. But from a financial standpoint, America, financial system as we know it in America, will never be the same. And it'll be a period of time. We will push through it. We'll get through it. Are you looking at me? There are going to be millions of Americans die, leave bank accounts and houses, cars, businesses. It's going to happen. Folks, it's going to be unbelievable what's going to happen. And we are still in this queue. Don't have an urgency and an understanding of what's going on. You don't even take
it. Amen.
You don't even take it.
Amen.
Amen.
You're still looking to see if Donald Trump's coming back. What?
It's ridiculous.
We're going to see an upheaval like we've never seen. Some of you don't even have 4 days' food. Oh, I'm going to get it next week. We're going to get that next week. How long have I been talking to you about ivermectin? And people in the queue getting sick. And I say, have you had ivermectin? Well, no. Dumbass.
Amen.
I talked to two doctors yesterday, two different doctors yesterday. Both told me ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine are safer than aspirin.
Hey, because they believe Patrick Kelly. They don't believe you, brother.
Stop sowing discord. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, safer than aspirin. And you still won't get any.
For over 50 years. It's ridiculous.
And some of you are going to die. Why? Because a wise man sees danger coming, plans for it. throw up to the protocol real quick. I'm feeling my old self. Watch out. It's Dr. Zelensky's prophylactic protocol. You guys, you don't even doing this. Low risk patients. Those are young, healthy people. They do not need prophylaxis against COVID-19. Young people, they don't need it. Young and healthy people, why? Because they haven't had their immune system screwed up yet by smoking cigarettes and drinking beer, drinking diet pop. It's advantageous for these patients to be exposed to COVID. It's good for them to be exposed because they build up their antibodies and they have an immune system clear the virus. This will facilitate the development of a herd mentality and help people prevent COVID-19 pandemics. However, if these patients desire prophylaxis, then they should take the protocol noted below. Moderate risk patients.
Muted, coach.
This group includes medical professionals, caregivers of high-risk patients, people who use public transportation, first responders, and other essential personnel who are crucial to the continued functioning of society. These patients should be encouraged to take prophylaxis against COVID-19 in accordance with the protocol listed below. We have high-risk patients. These patients are considered high risk if they're over the age of 45. Is that anybody out there? Scroll down, Spence. Or if they're younger than 45, but they have comorbidities. That is, they have other health conditions that put them to risk. It's not COVID that kills you. It's your comorbidities. These patients have between a 5 to 10% mortality rate if they're infected with COVID-19. These patients should be strongly encouraged to take prophylaxis. So here's the protocol. This is a very basic one. Low and moderate risk patients, zinc, 25 milligrams one time a day. You guys doing that? Vitamin D3, 5,000 units once a day. These are low risk people. These are low risk. Vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams once a day. Quercetin, 500 milligram one time a day until safe and efficacious vaccine becomes available, which it never will. If quercetin is available, then use this other stuff. And then protocol for high-risk patients. Elemental, zinc, 25 milligrams once a day. When's the last time some of you took zinc? You're going to die. Vitamin D3, 5,000 IUs once a day. Hydroxychloroquine. Yeah, but I can't take that because my nurse friend said that it might make me sick. 200 milligrams one time a day for 5 days. And one time a week until a safe and efficacious vaccine becomes available, which it never will. If HCQ is unavailable, then use a protocol for low and moderate risk patients. That's Dr. Zelensky. There's more information. I could throw more information at you. Stuff that I've been studying. Been laying around here gagging my researching. Hang out with Sherry Tenpenny for a bit and see what happens. See what you learn. Understand. And some of you guys are still sitting there not doing anything about your personal health. And I'm telling you, you are going to die.
Amen.
I don't know I don't know how else to say it. Let me see you. Am I done? Thanks for your patience this morning. I'm going to take communion here in a minute. Remember, there's a hedge around you. no weapon that's formed against you is going to prosper. But you better know this, those weapons are formed against you. And if you're not smart enough to follow simple medical, natural medical protocol, you're going to be laying in the hospital and it ain't going to be able to help you. I said yesterday, and I know this beyond anything I've ever known in my life, that what hit me this last time was a transmitted electrical something. It had a physical component too. But see, this blocked the physical part of it. It couldn't get into me. But that electrical system part did. Because I had no defense against it. There is no defense against it. Brain fog. Sweats. All right. I want to take communion. And I don't want, I'd like to, just before we start, this is Matthew 26, 26, 26. I see that Jeff's in here this morning. Jeff's idea is to do this. And I really don't want to discuss anything we just discussed. I just want us to focus our eyes on the Lord. Michelle and I have faithfully, over the last 26 days, carried that little Christian warrior through hell to our communion with the Lord, declaring he's fearfully and wonderfully made, that I'm the patriarch of this family, that nothing can pass through to my children and my grandchildren, because I have the authority to stand against it. The slings and arrows and fiery darts of the wicked one attacked our family constantly. My wife has been under complete spiritual anxiety over that baby for months. And no matter how much I tried to tell her, the Lord was in control, it didn't stop the birds from crapping in her head. It's been our faithfulness to invite the Lord to come into the midst of our family and do the job that he said he would do, to put our trust and our faith in him, that he who began a good work and Declan would continue it, that he who began a good work in the marriage of Michelle and I would carry it throughout our children, our grandchildren, and those that yet unborn. It's the heritage of the Lord. And the distractions, the trusting, that we put on the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness, gird our loins with truth and shod our feet with the preparation of gospel of peace, carry the shield of faith, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, because we might smite all the fiery darts of the wicked one. The fiery darts come. He promised he'd never leave us, he'd never forsake us. And I honor him this morning for that little warrior he walked through hell. Michelle, grab something up there, sweetie. Jeff, you wanna say anything? Jeff,
good morning, Coach. Thanks for the opportunity. I just appreciate you allowing this vision that came, this very strong spiritual vision that came about this 26-26 for 26 days. And I've learned so much. I'm going to continue it, and I just want you to know that many times, with fasting. Many times the reward of fasting comes after the fast, not during the fast. And when you do something for the Lord, like this communion, many times the attacks come. So when you do sacrifice and when you're making some penetration, the attacks come. I'm sure you have a million football references with that, but maybe this is what's part of what's happened. Pastor Todd called me this morning, and he's the one that came up with that. He says, you know, maybe some of this strife and division and some of these struggles. And listen, I had wonderful times with my wife doing this communion, but when we were away from each other for a long time, we noticed that there were little things, little irritants that were not usual coming, and gosh, they felt like spiritual attacks. And I think maybe some people are experiencing that, and it's because we're making way, we're punching through the line. And
why wouldn't he punch back, Jeff? Why wouldn't he punch back? Right?
That's right. He knows his time is short. He's roaming.
Listen, if you're in a war, and one side starts shooting, don't shoot back.
That's it. He knows his time is short. And I think that may be what happened. So examine yourselves out there, folks. But if you've been faithful with this communion, and even if you missed a day or two, whatever, just keep doing it. I'm going to keep doing it. And people have started it in various other places around the states and around the world. And they're doing the 26th thing, and it's kind of spreading. And we have to have that communion with the Lord. Everything that you talk about and everything everybody talks about has to go back to the basics, and you better have your relationship intact with the Lord, your Lord, if you want to accomplish anything. So,
amen. So I hope y'all got an element, something there that you can, Michelle, do you have something up there, sweetheart? I pray you do. She's up there chasing her little regrets around. Love that woman so much. On the night he was betrayed, think about that, at his own huddle, they betrayed him. Before they betrayed him, they're sitting around having a good old pizza party. Probably wasn't shrimp, Dale. He says, boys, it's crap's about to hit the fan. And he said, I just want you to remember this night that before this all took place, I got a cracker out, a cookie or a piece of salami. And I said to all of you, remember this, that this is my body. He hadn't died yet. So this thing's going to be broken for you. And every time when you go to Sunday Mass, do this. And sometimes you go to church Sunday morning Mass. You can go to Mass every day if you want to, and you can take it every day. And it'll just be an old piece of wafer, and they'll throw it on the ground, and you can take it. And so he said, this my body is given up for you. Wasn't given up for the Catholic Church. Wasn't given up for Pentecostalism. Wasn't given up for feast days. Celebrations of Israel. This is my body given up for you. And as often as you do this, I want you to remember what I did. And he said, take it and eat it. And he said, it's only natural you get thirsty. So I covered that too. So this cup of my blood. This blood is of a new and everlasting covenant. And this covenant isn't about sacrificing goats and bulls, even feast days. This is my actual blood given up for the remission of your sins. As often as you eat that body and you drink that blood, you do it in remembrance of me. And what he did for us. I want to finish with this story. Certainly not true. But I heard about the thieves that are hanging on the cross. And the one thief who had been mocking Jesus, who knows how long he'd been following around and mocking him and doing all that kind of stuff. He ends up there on the cross, crucified right beside him. He'd probably been spitting on him when he was going through the streets and all that stuff. And there he was, the three guys hanging on the cross. And that guy hanging on that cross, he didn't know anything about the five spiritual laws. He didn't know anything about repentance from dead works. He didn't understand about the feasts. He didn't understand anything at all. He just said, "Hey, dude, I don't even know who you are. But do me a favor. Remember me. Remember me when you enter that kingdom." Jesus said, "This day you'll be with me in paradise." But can you imagine the thief waking up in paradise? And they say to him, "What are you doing here? He looks around. "Me? Yeah. Who let you in? How did you get here?" The thief says, "That guy on that cross, he said I could come. I don't even know who he is. But he said, I was to tell you that when I got here, he said I could come. And if you think you're going to stand before the Lord, and brag about all the wonderful things that you've done and your study of hermeneutics and your following the feasts, and why should I let you in?" And say, "Oh, I followed, boy, I've been the best Christian you ever did see." Dude, you're more lost than that guy hanging on the cross. That man on that cross said I could come in. Thank God for Jesus Christ this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. See you on Monday.
Amen.